This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A state grant program is focusing on fixing up homes in southern Colorado. CPR's Dan Boyce says it focuses on expanding construction training at some colleges.
The goal is to both revitalize rural housing options and train more construction workers for southern Colorado. Both Lamar Community College and Trinidad State Colleges are now expanding their initial programs. In Trinidad's case, a press release says that means adding the training to its Alamosa campus and sending students to work on blighted housing in the San Luis Valley. Pueblo Community College also just got more than $400,000 to start its own program. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
An RTD board committee last night approved controversial changes to the transit agency's code of conduct. The code would ban people from riding buses and trains indefinitely. Critics say the policy targets homeless people. But RTD's chief of police, Joel Fitzgerald, disputes that.
This isn't a war against the poor and the privileged or the historically disenfranchised in our community. Some are going to make it seem like that. That's what I've heard. But the fact is that this proposal is about customer and employee safety.
The revised code will soon go to RTD's full board for a final vote. A bill at the state capitol would explicitly ban corporal punishment in Colorado's public schools. While state law doesn't currently outlaw physical punishment by school administrators or teachers, there's no recent evidence of it occurring in Colorado. The bill is sponsored by a pair of Democratic lawmakers. This is CPR News and KRCC. Colorado Public Radio's fun drive wrapped up yesterday. Thousands of CPR listeners participated. Thank you so much for your generosity. Coming up next, it's Here and Now. It's a sunny day, highs in the 30s.